Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regret. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed, yes. Waking up, thanking God. Every day is feeling just like Sunday. Wifey fly, by my side. Green light, everything is going my way. Riding clean, living dreams. Just left the barber and I'm feeling like Midas. Heard him say, give him praise. What's in the water got you acting like this. Ain't a day gone by that I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, come close and I tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regret. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed, yes. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regret. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed, yes. Playing cards, laughing hard. Barbecuing, waking up the whole block. Music loud, turning out. Little kids are breaking out the bus stop. Life is good, really good. And every moment, no, I can't forget. I gotta say, I won't change. You're the reason that I am like this. Ain't a day gone by that I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, come close and I tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed. Yes, living every moment, no regret. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed, yes. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regret. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed. I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed.
Your family, amen. This is the first Sunday in June. Many of us, we don't. Can you believe that we don't went through 6 months? We're at the half of the year, being a close already. Amen. But God bless you all, nevertheless. God bless you, and also our families and friends internationally that is listening to us internationally and always faithful. I just thank God for international listeners. You are some faithful listeners, and God bless you to here in the United States, amen, in different parts of the United States, amen. So we just thank God for you all and just bless God for you all. ADM family, just thank God for you all once again, and we just continue to bless God with you and for you, amen. Amen. I just give glory to the Lord, amen. Amen. And we just want to thank God and continue to lift him up because he is the Alpha and Omega of our life. I'm telling you, it's none like him. And I just want to give him the glory once again because he is worthy to be praised. Listen, let's go ahead and get everything going. And we just thank God for you all that is tuning in and listening in. Amen. And let's go ahead and if Mother Helen is on, go ahead and let her press 1 for she can get ready to bring our welcome and evangelist elect. If she's on, amen, to give us a word of prayer right after our Mother Helen. Amen? Amen. So I'm going to bring in Mother Helen. God bless you, Mother.
Good morning. God bless you, Pastor.
Morning.
This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. On behalf of Pastor Temple Spencer, Queen Lady Lakeisha Spencer, and the entire ABM family, we welcome our international listeners, the ones in America, the ones that are on the line. We welcome you today. We're so glad that you chose us to listen to. And again, I say, welcome, welcome, welcome. God bless.
Hey, amen. Nothing like being welcomed by mother. She always come with that energy that is not fake, it's not phony, it's just a true love, authentic, authentic. Ain't nothing we can be said about that. Amen. God bless you, Evangelist Elect.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless everyone. We made it another day. God decided, He chose us to be in the number, and we just thankful for that. We thankful. We thank you, Father God. We give you honor this morning, Father God, because you are our everything, Father. You are more than wonderful, Father God. You are miraculous, Father God. And we just thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for the love, the endless love that you give us, Father God. We thank you, God, that you give us chance after chance to seek forgiveness, Father God. We thank you, God, that we can call on the name of Jesus, Father God, when we can't do anything else, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for your Holy Spirit, Father God, that leads us and guides us, Father God. We thank you this morning, Father God, that we are fearfully and wonderfully made, Father God. Yes, Lord, we just thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord Jesus. And Father, we just ask you, Lord, to continue, Father God, to let your Holy Ghost power go across this land right now, Father God. Because, Father, we see you, Father God, in the midst of this chaos, Father God. We see you, Father God. We see, Lord Jesus, that we will serve just one God. We see the reunification, Father God. We see you, Father God, pulling us closer.
Yes.
You coming closer to us, and we drawing nearer to you, Father God. And it's not just one place, Father God. Your power, Father God, is just sweeping the land right now, Father God. In every country, Father God, you are there, Father God. You are present, Father God. You are doing what you have planned for it to be, how it's planned to be, Father God. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father, for never leaving us nor forsaking us, Father God. Lord Jesus, we thank you, Father God, that we have the authority, Father God, to cast out demons, Father God, to walk on scorpions, Father God. We have the authority, Father God, to bind up things, Father God, as there is in heaven on earth, Father God. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for your magnificent, mighty power, Father God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that on today, Father God, that we can come to you, Lord Jesus, just as we are, Father God, with one plea, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that your Son, Jesus Christ, died on the cross so we can have eternal life, Father God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for the tools that you're giving us right now in this time, Father God, in this time, Lord Jesus, to get it right, Father God, so we may obtain salvation, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for not leaving us behind, Father God. Some of us may drag, Father God. Some of us may be in a place of running, Father God. But guess what, Lord Jesus? We're not moved either way, Father, because we know that you're right here with us, Father God. We know, Father God, that your Holy Ghost power, Father God, is consuming, Father God, and we want to be in the midst of it at all times, Father God. We thank you for your warring and ministering angels, Father God, that sit all around us, Father God, that keeping us through the night, Father God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for those early morning wake-ups, Father God, so we can stand in your presence, Father God, and leave our petitions at your feet, Father God. Lord, we just thank you, Father God. And Lord, as we finish this prayer, as we come to you today in our service, Father God, I just ask you, Lord Jesus, to put a double portion on the man of God, Father God. Lord, I just ask you to pour into Father God, like no other time, Lord, because there's a message to be told, Father God, and we have hungry people, Lord Jesus, that want to hear it, Father God. So, Lord, I just ask you to have your way, Father God. Have your way, Father God. This is a new day, Father God, a new beginning, Lord Jesus, and we have those, Father God, that's been dedicated, committed, Father God, and loyal, Father God, that's seeking you, Father God, and only you, the one and true living God. In Jesus' mighty name, Lord Jesus, we pray this prayer, knowing that it did not pass us by, because it's more than two or three of us gathered, Father. So we know that you are in the midst, Father God. And we just thank you on this morning, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Father God. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, we thank you for each and every single Yes, Lord, we thank you, Father God. Lord, have mercy, Lord Jesus. We thank you for your saving grace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you, Father God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Oh, come on, somebody. Just worship God right there. Right there in your living room, right there in your home or where you at in the world, I dare you to just take a few minutes and just go ahead and worship God. I know through that prayer, things begin to be shifted. Things begin to, my God, I feel the Spirit of God begin to extend down in your home, in your living room, wherever you at. If you just go ahead and open up your mouth and just go ahead and worship him, I know that you might not be into a place, my God Almighty, where you got 10, 15, 20, 100, 200, 300, and you got musicians and everybody lifting up their voices, and some provoked it to lift their voice because who they sitting by. But I tell you, but that who are a true worshiper will worship God in spirit and in truth. I dare you right there where you are, go ahead and worship God, my God, and worship the, if he have not been on your side, you probably wouldn't know where you will be, my God Almighty, this morning. So therefore, we worship God. We give you the glory. We give you the praise. Amen. Somebody just need to worship him. Can I speak to somebody this morning, amen, that you are going through, that you don't know, you thought things, my God, you thought about, my God, you thought about that things should have been made better by now, things should have been great by now, you thought about things should have been turned around by now. Can I tell you, my God Almighty, nevertheless, I dare you to begin to just worship God. Go ahead and give him, my God Almighty, a glory and give him the praise, because at the end of the day, my God, everything going to work in your favor, and God is already turning around. It ain't about what you see in the natural. It's about where your faith is at. It's about what you believe. It's about your walk. You walk by faith and not by sight. In the name of Jesus, we declare, we decree it, we give you the glory, and we give you the power. I just want to just take a minute and just give God the glory and give God the power, because he is worthy to be praised. Amen. I want to give God the glory. Listen, I just feel a unction in my spirit just to get ready to move into some things and go ahead and move into another place and another flow. Amen. Because I truly believe that this is a season that we finna get ready to go into and go into, where God finna get ready to close some things, where God finna get ready to shift some things, where God finna give you another try. God finna open up new opportunities to you, opportunities that you close, because some of us, my God Almighty, we done took that last season for granted. We took season before that for granted. But now, because of the information, things that have been pouring into our spirit, things that have been pouring into us, we understand that it is true, and whatever God says, it is. So I just want to take a few minutes. Can we just take a few minutes and give God the glory? Because I feel an apostolic, prophetic anointing that is reigning right now. God is ready to speak to you. God ready to speak to your vision. God is ready to speak to your dreams. God ready to shift anything Is there anybody on this line this morning that you are waiting on God to speak to you because you already learned some things, you understand some things, you knew, you now you come in the realization of some things. Now you say, God, if you could give me another chance to speak to my finances, if you could give me another chance to speak to my health, if you could give me another chance to speak to that opportunity, if you could give me another chance to speak to that relationship, God, that God, I know what I need to do with it now. I know where I need to move with it now. I know how to protect it now. I know how to keep it covered now. I know, is there anybody that the Holy Ghost is talking to this morning? Amen. I feel the Spirit of God. Whatever the enemy trying to tear down in the last season, this season, the Holy Ghost says, my God Almighty, not only you finna recover, but not only God finna reestablish, amen, that what should have been a blessing to you right now is finna get ready to be a blessing to you in this season. Hallelujah. I want to give God the praise. Listen, hallelujah, this morning I had, my God, I was in a place to where I was speaking a prayer over this pastor, amen, and money that God done called into pastorship. So I had to pray a prayer over the individual, amen. But at the same token, once I got off of the prayer, God said, not only I want you to take that prayer and pray over the individual, but yet I want you to take that same prayer and pray over the body of Christ and also aiding him. Because my God Almighty, he says, son, this is a season to where we're finna get ready to go into. And as I begin to inquire, God, do you want me to say something today or call somebody else? Because I'm a firm believer. If you have a message, please deliver it. But if it ain't no message, you don't have to be the star of the show. Amen. Maybe God want to use somebody else. That's why ADM, you've probably been hearing different speakers over the last couple of weeks. Amen. Because God wanted to use somebody else. But this morning, the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me. And the Spirit of the Lord began to tell me, he said, son, I want you to do something. I say, yes, Lord. What month we are in? I said, we are in the sixth month. And number six is the month of what? Man. Amen. Number six is, my God, the number of what? Man. He said, what day is it? He said, the day is the seventh day of June, the seventh day of the sixth month. He said, now seven is my completion, my divine order. So now it's not coincidence that on Sunday, amen, that those that come to a place of worship, those come to a place, my God, exaltation, those that come in a place, my God Almighty, that exalting and celebrating the Lord, that this is a time and a season. Because every season, God begin to bring instruction and begin to say what he's going to do and what is going to be established. So now God begin to say that six is the number of man. Who is the man? Well, I'm the man, you the man, woman is the man, amen. And he's talking about who? Me and you. So now we're in a place or a day that is seven. What is the seven? God, divine number. It's a number of completion. It's God's spiritual number. It's a number to where, my God Almighty, that what was open now is closed, and something finna get ready to happen. Can I tell you all this morning, ADM family, amen, you was in the season that it was a season of self. It was a season where God was identifying you. It was a season to where you was going through where God did some breaking inside of you. It was a season to where God had to take some things out of you. It was a season to where God, my God Almighty, that God had to put you on the surgery table to pull, my God, and to detach some things that was in you out of you. It was a season that you thought you're going to lose. It was a season to where you had to lose. It was a season that you had to make decision to where the friends that I used to roll with, I can't roll with you. Amen. It was a season to where people you used to pour into that you realized that you couldn't pour into no more. It was a season to where God said, I need to identify you. Last season, it was a season season of my God Almighty, where God want to deal with your human thoughts, your human needs, your human ways, your human condition. It was a season where God want to deal with everything about you. So different things in that season, God had to crush. God had to wipe out the way. God had to throw in the trash can. That's why some of you, my God Almighty, not only some of you, but many of you, it was a season to where you was uncomfortable. Well, I cannot tell you something. It was a season that not about your neighbor, and it wasn't about your spouse. It was a season to where God was molding you. He had to redevelop some areas. He had to remature some area. He had to redesign some area. Why? Because God's going to bring you into another season. As we go into the season of completion, everything that you allow God to do, it will be completed. What do you mean, Pastor? Well, I mean, everyone that you walked away from, amen, they're going to understand why you did it. So instead of my God Almighty, they detaching for you. Now they're going to want to follow you. Every opportunity that you sabotage for your own self, my God Almighty, because you did not know, my God Almighty, what you was doing. You did not know, my God Almighty, my God, that tuning that came, that it was gone. Well, you finna go in the season to where that old man is closed. That old man is done. That old man door is shut, because now your eyes has been opened. And because your eyes has been opened, can I prophetically prophesy to somebody this morning? Now, because your prophetic eyes be opened, now it's time to move on to new opportunity. Now it's time to move on to new place, because it was a season where God was trying to do a shaking and a breaking inside of you. It wasn't about the devil. It wasn't about no test, because at the end of the day, why God got to keep bringing you into a test? You are blessed in the highly favor. Is there anybody on this line, my God Almighty, or away by internet? Do you know that you are blessed in highly favor? So what are you saying, Pastor? Well, what I'm saying is, my God Almighty, that season that where you had to go through all hell and high waters just to get a blessing, or just identify that you finna get ready to walk into a blessing, or God is up to something. Baby, that season is over. That season was already over once you realized that you are blessed in highly favor. I don't have to go through no hell and high water. You don't have to go through no hell and high water. No stress, no worryation, no anxiety. My God, to the place of break, to understand in this season that we finna go into, that you are, my God, you are blessed. Can I tell you something? Prophetically, I want to let the enemy know that last season he had the opportunity to take whatever he needed to take. He had the opportunity to snatch relationship. He had the opportunity to make decision. He had the opportunity to leave me for broke. He had the opportunity to walk all over me. But now I'm going to go into a season that the opportunity that you had, it will not, and it will not work in this season. It is expired. Why? Because I'm in the seventh day, and in the seventh day, that is the number, my God Almighty, government number of completion. It is finished. It is done. So you matter of fact, you don't have to come and get your trash. You don't have to come and get your furniture. You don't have to come and get your mess. Matter of fact, the UPS man is on his way, finna bring it to your house, my God, because for as for me and my house, that we are going to do what? We are going to serve the Lord. Is there anybody this morning, my God Almighty, that is going to serve the Lord with me? How many of you know that you was in a season of your 6 months going into the sixth, my God? Number order, my God, as human, amen. God dealing with all your human tendencies, all your human thoughts, all your human ways, all your ways of self, all your ways of, my God, am I not taking accountability or responsibility? Now you into a season to where now you are starting to accept accountability and responsibility, because now you done made up in your mind that no devil in hell is not gonna come in my life, or I'm not gonna stop myself for receiving the blessings of the Lord. Why, ADNM? Because you could testify and say, I am blessed in highly favor? Is there anybody going to talk into me, my God Almighty, this morning? Amen. So therefore, it brings me into a place that I don't have to get ready for the last month. I don't have to worry about on yesterday. I don't have to worry about what I almost lost, what I been to lose, or what I'm been going to lose. All I got to worry about is what God is doing, what God is doing. He getting me ready for the next season or the next day, because right after number 7, we got number 8, and number 8 always deal with new beginning. So in my new beginning, can I tell you something? Is there anybody got a new walk? Is there anybody got a new talk? Is there anybody got a new way of thinking? Is there anybody, my God, accepted the fact that old wine cannot get mixed up with new wine? My God Almighty, is there anybody that, my God, this morning understand that I am in a new place, regardless of what? Because one of the foundation or one of the characteristics in the kingdom of God, I'm constantly going through a paradigm. Is there anybody just went through a paradigm? Well, I tell you what, take a look back on your life and look what God is doing right now. He is. Is there anybody keeping the faith in the name of Jesus? Therefore, I come to a place and begin to speak a prophetic and an operation prayer that God done has spoke and assigned to our life. A prayer that comes in 5 points. One of the points is a prayer of agreement. Another point is spiritual jurisdiction right. Another point is impartation. Another point, I'm denouncing. And another point is a prayer of blessing. My God Almighty, that God, I know that in this new season, that in the name of Jesus, that we should and we're going to walk in a spirit of agreements. Agreements to where, my God Almighty, in the last season, I thought I had all the sense. In the last season, I thought I knew it all. In the last season, I thought I could get by, my God Almighty, without spiritual governors and spiritual leaders and spiritual rulership. In the last season, God, I thought I could figure it out. In the last season, I thought I could have my own way, my unity to myself, my unity to my own thoughts, my agreements to whatever decision that I made. But I understand in the last season that it doesn't work. Can I, my God Almighty, I know we ain't in an ADM building, because somebody just yell out at it and yell out it in your house. Say, Pastor, it ain't going to work. Because in the Bible that is beginning to tell us, in the book of Ephesians, the 4th chapter, beginning at the 3rd verse and ending at the 6th, it says, make every effort to keep the unity of the spirit through the bond of peace. Well, this season, I'm finna get ready to walk in peace, that I understand that no weapon that is formed, it will not prosper. How can you say that, Pastor? Well, you remember that when I said 5 minutes ago that what the devil should have took, he should have already did it, and that the devil should have came, my God Almighty, took my finances, he should have already did it. But now, no weapon formed against me, it shall not prosper. And it says there is one body and one spirit, just as we was called to one hope when we were called. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. Because now I don't operate in the spirit of myself. I don't walk in agreement of a human spirit, but I walk in agreement of one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. Is the inner body, my God Almighty, say, you know what, brother, I need you. Do you know what, sister, I need you. I know I wasn't faithful like I should have been last season, but I realize, can I talk to somebody, my God Almighty, I'm popping the screen. Do I, my God, I know that I wasn't faithful on last year, or last season, or a couple of weeks ago, or a couple of months ago, but I realize that I never seen the righteous forsaken, nor the seed begging for bread. I understand in this season that I need to walk in a power of what? Agreements. Why? Because it saves me for a lot of trials. It saves me for a lot of hellish time and hellish war. But I thank God that he's opened up my eyes. Now I walk into a spiritual jurisdiction right. Understand that I did not understand, or I took it for granted. What did I took for granted?
granted. And the Bible begins, my God Almighty, to declare that, my God, in John 1 and 14, the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. And we, my God, have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who is called, my God, the Father, full of grace and truth. Y'all hear me? So therefore, as the Bible begins to declare in John 1 and 12, yet to all who did receive him, to those who believe in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. So no longer I'm my own self-identity, but I am a child of God. Is there anybody, my God, this morning that you could testify through all the things that I done been through, all the things that I've seen? And matter of fact, I can't talk about my neighbor, because all the things that I almost messed up in my life that I got wrong, but one thing I know that I got right this season, that I am a child of God. And since I am the child of God, I got jurisdiction rights. And my jurisdiction rights, that I have a right to walk in heaven. I have the right to ask my Father. I have a right to denounce things that is not of him, in Jesus' name, my God. Now I understand the ability, my God Almighty, of impartation. I thank God that everything that in my life that I imparted, that you were trying to impart in me, because I was in my 6 months. I was in myself. I was in my human ability, not knowing and not seeing, my God Almighty, and allowing my past to dictate to my future, and allowing my past to dictate to my relationship. And I did not realize that you were trying to impart your grace. You were trying to impart prosperity. You were trying to impart peace. You were trying to impart self-control. You were trying to impart your wisdom. You were trying to impart your knowledge. But you were just using other vessels to do so. God, I thank you for moving self out of way. And I began to walk in impartation. Impartation that I realized not everybody you put in my life. Matter of fact, let me take that out of context. Everybody you put in my life, that they ain't here to get something from me, but they here to get something to me. They ain't here to scrub me. They ain't here to press me down, but they are here, my God Almighty, as a servant unto you. So God, therefore, we denounce all diabolical influence that associates self, my God, that is associated with individuals that are demonic character, carriers in gossip, deception and manipulation, my God Almighty, my God, perception and interpretation of the Word of God. Because I realize as we close out of the 6 month, my God Almighty, and getting ready to go into the 7 month, that these individuals that I recognize, or these carriers that I recognize, the carriers of control and betrayal, it doesn't add to my life, but it take away from my life. And I refuse to walk around that mountain. I refuse to walk around that valley one more time, because this time, me and my house, not only we gonna serve the Lord, but we gonna cross over that Jordan River, and we gonna dwell in our jurisdiction right. That means dwelling in the, my God Almighty, in the promised land that God promised us, in the name of who? Jesus, my God Almighty, as we begin to speak, my God, blessings, my God Almighty, we speak, my God, a blessing of instruction, my God, a blessing of instruction, Matthew 6 and 33, but seek ye first the kingdom of his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. God, we thank you as we begin to follow the instruction and begin to seek you. It's not about trying to be holier than thou, but it's about following the instructions that you done gave, my God. And as we following your instruction, we realize that our life should be blessed, a blessing that comes in a season. Galatians 6 and 9 and declare, let us not become weary in well-doing, for at the time, for at the proper time, the proper time, my God, we will, my God, do what? Reap a harvest if we do not give up. God, we thank you, because we realize that even that time, it comes in a season, because now I realize that everything that I sow is going to come back to me. So I realize from this day forward, as we begin to close some old chapters, I'm going to sow into my relationship. I'm going to sow into the things of God. I'm going to sow into myself as an individual that has been built up by the Lord. And I'm blessed in highly favor. I'm a person that's going to begin to sow, because a season going to come where I'm going to reap my harvest. So therefore, every season by the well, get ready to look out. Amen. My God Almighty, in the name of Jesus, my God. And as therefore, my God, as we begin to go into prayer opportunities, my God, Galatians 6 and 10, it says, therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believer. Amen. And also a blessing of wisdom. The book of James, my God, talks about 1 in 5. It says, if any of you lack wisdom, you shall ask God, who give us graciously to all without finding fault. Amen. My God, and we thank God for it, and also a blessing of encouragement. John 13:35, it says, my God Almighty, a new command to give you, love one another, and I have loved you, so you must love one another. And also John 13:35, it says, by this everyone will know that you are my disciples, and if you love one another. God, we thank you that as we begin to realize that we've seen this in the 6 months, and we begin to discover the different things that you've been trying to expose to us, God, we thank you that even in the 6 months, even though it was things that we did not obey, did not line up, did not walk into, but we have the information that was gave to us on another season, so we can measure that, my God Almighty, the information that you gave to us on another season, we measure in last season. Realize that, my God Almighty, that the word that you are sharing in our life is right and it is true. Amen. God, we thank you for the government of order that you don't place over our life, the government of order that you begin to shape our life. Our life will never be the same. It will never be the same, because we realize and we've seen it for ourselves that it's not by my might and it's nor by my power, but it's by your will, God. Then this season, you don't have to worry about trying to squash and trying to cause us to bend and cause us to break. We are willfully breaking our own will. We are willfully breaking our own self, because we trust in you and then understand that you will keep us covered in the name of Jesus. I feel the Holy Ghost. Somebody, my God, till this morning, just need to take a minute and give God the praise and worship him, because he is worthy to be praised. God, we thank you. We lift you up as you begin to declare and you begin to give us prophetic, my God Almighty, insight that what's going to get ready to take place in this pandemic, in this time, regardless of whatever time it is. God, we thank you that our life is blessed and highly favored. But yeah, my God Almighty, we enter into the 6th month, but yet we, oh my God, we on the 7th day, a day that everything of man and everything of myself will be closed. It will be set, because we have seen, my God Almighty, the light, and we have seen what you've been trying to show us. Thank you, God, for not taking away different things that you could allow the enemy to take away, because our own ignorance to the things of you and to the word of you. So therefore, God, I give you the glory. Somebody just take a minute and give God the glory. It is your season you're going to walk into. That's one thing about being a believer. My God Almighty, you never fail. My God, God give you learning lessons. Failure is not an option. You keep walking into the things of God and realize failure is not an option. In Jesus' name. 6 months. A month of man, 7 is a month to where God divine order, divine completion. Let God close out some things. Let God close out some mentality, some ways, some thought process that lines up with mentality. Let God close these things out, because your next season is going to be a season of blessings like never before.
You said, Pastor, how can it be in this day and time? God loves to use impossible situation, a situation you don't see, to be a blessing to you, because you cannot take the glory that which came. You cannot even put your ability, say, I accomplished this. Only thing you could say that it was the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The time to where we had to understand that the power of agreement. How can two walk together except they agree? It's power in agreement. And a lot of times in agreement, God is trying to do something within you other than within the group. We thank God for that, that it brings forth unity. Understanding our jurisdiction rights in the heavens. And now I understand that I'm not an outcast. I'm not rejected. I'm not somebody that's just a believer, but I'm a son. I'm a daughter of the Most High, because I realize I carry this DNA. How do you know that? Because he should have gave me away. He should have gave up on me. But in that last season, he did not. Because he knows that I was one way in front of people, but I had a different talk. I had a different walk. I had a different way of processing things when I'm not around anybody else. Or somebody don't know that I'm saved. But he did not. I realized that I am a son. I realize I'm a daughter of God. I declare and decree it in the name of Jesus. And understand that the spirit of influence that I am, and I can be influenced by the right spirit, by the right connection, take me into a place in my life, my God Almighty. I declare and decree these over your life and get ready for your new beginning as we enter into another season and as we're getting ready to go into another part of life, that your life is going to be bound not only with the blessings of the Lord, because it comes with it, with your relationship, and you're going to begin to see it as it comes with your relationship. But God, we thank you that what you are doing, and we thank you that we could have gave up and we should have gave up, but it was something down inside of us would not let us give up. And we noticed that it was you pulling us back to the throne room of grace, pulling us back your mercy. And God, we are forever in debt to you. Listen, family, I want you to continue as we just move into this part of announcements. And I don't know if First Lady have anything, but we're going to continue to engage into the things of God next week. Please, let's continue to grow in our knowledge, because within that knowledge and within the things that we take serious and we begin to apply, that means God said, I could take you serious and begin to grow you and begin to take you into other places. But if we don't take it serious, how you think God want us to take, how you want God to take your life serious? So we got to take his thing serious. We have to be a student to the word of God before we could be a boss in different things. So let's make sure we are students to the word of God before we try to have a mentality of being a boss, or a mentality of somebody, of an entrepreneur, or somebody that want to be in the place of leadership. We got to make sure we receive the things of God. So make sure you keep tuning in into the things of God. I don't have, here come First Lady.
What a word, what a word. Good morning, ABM, Apostle Temple. I tell you, it is nothing like giving a man of God a break. He's going to come back with full power. And we celebrate him today. We celebrate him for so many reasons, as he is embarking on his birthday week on Thursday. I would not let this day go by without us celebrating him. Happy birthday week. You are a blessing to all of us in so many ways. You continue to stretch us as the Lord continue to stretch and increase you. You make sure that you impart that same spirit to us, and I'm so thankful for you. And I'm so thankful for the Lord that you just allow us to be a part of your life. So I want everybody in our ADM family, starting from today on, to make sure, starting from today on, this is his birthday week, I want you all to, if you want to send a card, if you want to send a gift, whatever you want to do to just show our great apostle that we love him, that we don't take him for granted, and that we know that he sacrificed a lot just to make sure that we have a rhema word every time he gets on before us. And we want to make sure that we sow a seed in his life. You all know how to go about doing that in so many ways. We have so many people who can stop by your house, or you can mail it, you can deposit it, you can cash app it or whatever. We want to make sure that we show the man of God that this is your birthday. We are thankful, and we're going to sow a seed in this rich soil. So, again, that's all I want to say, because everything else we already know. We already know the youth. You all know what you're supposed to do this week and everybody else. So, again, Apostle Temple Spencer, happy birthday, sir. We love you, and we appreciate you. I'm going to go ahead and let his daughter Destiny come and say a few words real quick before I turn it back over to the apostle. God bless you, ADM. We love you so much. We're so thankful for the Lord.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you guys for tuning in and listening to my dad give a good word on this day. And I just want to say that I thank my dad for everything that he has done, and I'm thankful for him for blessing everybody that walks into his life.
All right, I'm going to turn it back over to the apostle.
Yes, everyone, again. Sister Harris is on. I don't know if she has an announcement. She don't have none. She don't have to worry about pressing one. But she has something to say. She can press one. Amen. So I just want to thank you all. Let's keep pushing into the things of God, because I'm telling you, your life is going to be blessed. I know it is. And that's why I have a passion to continue to push you, to stay up on you, to not to allow, my God, compromise come in, but continue to push you, because your life is going, and it's already be blessed, but God want to take you higher. And we want to make sure, as a leader of God, I'm committed to that, and we're going to take you higher. Listen, if that be no more, listen, we have our, tomorrow we have our articulation of the word of God. We learn tomorrow. Somebody going to be blessed tomorrow. We're going to sow into somebody's life. Amen. Three of you or two of you or how many it is. And we just thank God for what he's keep doing. ADM family, I love you all. I was thinking about it tomorrow. I was thinking about this today. And I was thinking about how it's so many pastors that is kind of happy that people don't left and they're closing up their church, because now they don't feel the pressure that they have to go and be a pastor or have to preach. They wanted to get out of it in the first place, and they really wanted to not be bothered with it no more. So now they had they have an excuse of, you know, to get out of it or don't be a part of pastoring. But I'm one that has a different talk. Mm-hmm. Even though through all we done been through together, and we've been through many of you, I love what I do, and I truly love seeing you guys being developed and being developed. Even some, you know, probably putting the gray hair on, Pastor, but nevertheless, I will not disown none of you for nothing. I really love what do and what I do, and that's what gives me to thrive every week, to make sure we point into you, because this is a job that you have to have passion and love it to do it. Amen. And I thank God for you all. Nevertheless, however your walk may be, some walk might be a little crooked and stumbling a little bit and falling up or whatever, but you are on this line. You still connected. That means You might stumble, but you don't stay there. You might fall, but you get up. You might have a limp in your walk, but you still, my God Almighty, be on time with connecting. Amen. So I thank God for you all. We bless God for you all. And y'all keep hanging in there. And I can't wait till we get ready to worship together once again. My hand is itching for it. But nevertheless, it's not my will. It's the will of the Lord. And we will not move regardless of, I don't care less if every church in the United States opened up and they have service. If God did not tell us to move, I am not moving. We'll keep doing what we're doing. Amen? Amen. Love each other. Let's keep loving the things of the Lord. And let's keep coming on, getting yourself fed, getting poured into. Because at the end of the day, the information is getting poured out. Amen. It is very rich, and it's a financial cost if you go after it for yourself. That it's a bit money, but we want to give it to you because we love you and we want to see you to walk into the things of the Lord. Amen. And God bless you all. See you all. The Life First Lady said Monday morning, 7 a.m. God bless you all. Amen. God bless you.